The patriotism test, all in honor of the 4th of July. We're quizzing our coworkers with questions right out of the U.S. citizenship test. Well, actually, we're not the ones quizzing.
No, we have a special guest, teacher Rich Blackford. Where do you teach?
I teach at Selvidge Middle School in the Rockwood School District. Go Stallions.
Go Stallions!
All right, now in the studio here is Deidre, who you were quizzed yesterday, and Rachel, who is being quizzed today. We're using the same five questions. Deidre got a 1 out of 5, Rachel.
Oh, no, I'm really nervous now.
Because Deidre is a smart person, so that shows how hard this test is.
Rich, when you're ready, you can give her these five questions.
Yes.
Question one. The idea of self-government is the first three words of the Constitution. What are these words?
First three words of the Constitution.
We say snottily because we know the answer because we already looked it up.
Okay, question two.
Deidre, what did you say?
I didn't say we the people. I said on this day.
Hey, we don't know what's correct yet.
We don't know. Question two. How many amendments does the United States Constitution have?
Oh. No multiple choice?
Deidre asked the same thing yesterday.
Dang it.
You can give me the right answer or some wrong answers.
Maybe, I'm going to say like 18.
Maybe like 18.
That sounds like a middle school answer.
It does. Hoping there's a range. There's not. By the way, my kids have to answer these questions correctly, too.
Oh, man. It's been a long time since I've been in school.
Question three. Who is in charge of the executive branch?
The president.
We are administering a patriotism quiz for the 4th of July. We're three questions in.
Questions pulled right out of the U.S. citizenship test. Teacher Rich, let's get to the next question.
Question four. How many U.S. senators are there?
Two for every state, right? Isn't it two for every state?
I don't know why you're looking at us.
We can't help you.
Deidre, do you want to give her the answer? I mean, you guys are playing against each other.
104.
104.
That's not right, but okay.
The last question. We elect a U.S. senator for how many years?
Are we talking about, like, the term? Or
yes,
like,
we're talking, like, the term.
Okay, but they have unlimited terms. I think they're 2 years at a time.
2 years at a time, okay.
I think. Oh, this is not good.
If my math is correct, she got 2 right.
2 out of 5.
Hey, All right.
You doubled Deidre's score.
Your citizenship.
Still a failing score.
Oh, no.
We will be back again at the same time tomorrow. We'll be quizzing our coworker, Mike, and figuring out who, out of the three of you, is the most patriotic of them all in honor of the 4th of July coming up next week.
The winner gets a mini American flag. The losers get sticks.
No flag for you.
No flag for you.
Back tomorrow at 7:55 with the conclusion. Stacey and Jonah, 106.5 The Arch. In the time of-